Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can...
The Super Bowl Sunday program.
Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
Yeah, as long as you're not trying to sell something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It is that day, and we're
Plus,
here...
Plus, it's the truth.
So it's the commercials that aren't allowed to use Super Bowl. So, like, if
I'm selling furniture, store, I can't say, come on out for our Super Bowl sale. You can come out for our big game
sale.
Big game sale.
Okay, so, it is that day, and we're here, and we're taking your calls as we normally do. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like, as you normally can, at 855-450-FREE. We're here every Sunday night, like clockwork. 855-450-3733, and we've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So bring up whatever's on your mind. Last night I teased a story we never got to about the Silk Road. This is an opinion piece from Forbes magazine's Thomas Fox Brewster. He covers digital crime, privacy, and hacker culture, says his little bio at the top of the page.
Okay.
And the headline is, there's no evidence that dark web drug sites like the Silk Road help reduce violence, which, of course, I firmly disagree with that premise, but I'd like to get into his reasoning, and we'll see if he has anything valuable to say here, because there was a recent, I don't know if it was a scientific study or what, but somebody...
I hesitate to call social studies, sociology, and these sorts of things sciences anyway.
Yeah, there was a recent study of some sort that essentially suggested that the existence of the Silk Road, this underground black marketplace that exists on Tor, or existed, now there was Silk Road 2.0.
It still exists. I mean, it's just something different.
3.0 is now there, and there's now Silk Road Reloaded, which is on a different privacy network. So they're still out there. But the suggestion was that the Silk Road had reduced violence, like real-life black market violence, drug dealers holding up other drug dealers, that kind of thing, shootouts in the street. Stuff you see in the movies that you kind of might imagine actually goes on in real life to some extent. He was saying that, whatever that original study was suggesting that that stuff has been reduced. And I tend to agree with that, but Thomas Fox Brewster says otherwise. Let's jump in, and you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. Forbes magazine reports there's a myth that is still being perpetrated about Silk Road. Perpetuated. Either one's fine. The drug bazaar making headlines again thanks to the trial of its alleged mastermind, Ross Ulbricht. And, of course, that's going on now. It'll reconvene on Monday, I believe, in Manhattan. The myth, he says, is that it helped reduce drug-related crime. A study published last year from University of Manchester's Judith Aldridge and the University of Montreal's David Dicarry-Hitu drew plenty of interest for its claim that Silk Road's, quote, virtual location should reduce violence, intimidation, and territorialism. You know, the idea that there's competing gangs fighting one another over some swath of neighborhood or something like that, or neighborhoods in larger cities.
Happens all the time, right?
Sure. The researchers said, because when something's illegal, then people will compete with violence rather than competing openly on the marketplace for price or customer service. Now, it's certainly true that not every drug dealer is trying to kill the other drug dealers out there, but there are certain drug dealers who are more violent than others, and they are more than happy to use violent methods and threats and intimidation.
Because the marketplace is illegal, there's no way to... Like, if you're selling shoes, and the shoe dealer across the town says that they're going to kill you if you don't stop selling shoes, you can go to the authorities or use whatever methods to defend yourself or whatever.
You can go to court. Yeah. You can bring charges against them.
You could do a variety of things.
You could reveal that publicly and, you know, make them look bad.
The government claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. Now, that doesn't stop people from using it, but they claim that privilege. And in that comes their own courts. So you can't use their police. You can't use their courts. And this leaves you with the ability, with simply the ability to defend yourself in whatever way you want. And, you know, people learn very quickly the best defense is a good offense. So they go over and they cap the guy who made the threat.
There are all kinds of movies and television shows made to dramatize some of this violence, so certainly people aren't unfamiliar with its existence. But the researchers are saying that the dealers on the Tor-based site were able to, quote, trade in an environment with many fewer of the risks typically associated with drug markets, including non-payment from customers, theft of product and cash, and violence. This was largely put down to the fact that dealers wouldn't need to tussle over turf. They wouldn't have any inkling as to where other dealers even lived, thanks to the high level of anonymity provided by encrypted communications and Bitcoin payments on the site. And it's important to point that out, that with the Silk Road, one of the things that was so evolutionary about the Silk Road is that it brings the black market to... and it brings a large selection of black market products, so not just drugs, but fake IDs and things like that. It brings a large selection of products to anyone who has the technical capacity to access the website, and it's not incredibly difficult to do that. You can just go and download the Tor browser bundle and then search around for the .onion URL that you put in there and sign up for an account. And there are some things you need to do before you make a purchase on one of these sites because, you know, it's risky. You are talking about buying illegal products here possibly, and so therefore you might want to do your research and learn about how this stuff works before you actually jump into it. But to actually get on the site is not a complicated thing. So essentially it opens up the full black market to people, and it allows for competition within that marketplace to happen without all of the violence of the actual open-air kind of drug market, the real-world drug market, where, you know, violence can happen all the way down to the low levels.
Sure.
With customers ripping off dealers or dealers ripping off customers, vice versa, etc. And so by keeping all of the participants anonymous on the Silk Road, that goes a long way, in my opinion, towards preventing a lot of the shenanigans that go on in the real-life black marketplace. Customers don't know the dealers. They know what their username is on the Silk Road, but that's all they know about them. They know what, if the dealer puts some sort of return address on the product that is shipped out, they would know what that address is, but that's probably not the real address of the person who's selling the product.
Seems like a safe bet.
So you really don't know anything about who's sending these things around out there. And I think that means quite a bit. But going on here with the Forbes piece... the authors of the study also suggested that a geekier, predominantly white middle-class brand of drug pusher was likely behind many of the monikers on Silk Road. I don't know why they would think that. And they were less likely to resort to violence. Now, that may be true. The latter portion may be true, but to suggest that, you know, middle-class white geeks are the ones that are predominant on the Silk Road, I don't know how they would garner any information about the demographic makeups of...
I guess that what they're doing is they're making an assumption on sort of white privilege, as meaning that they're more likely to have the computers, have had the computers most of their lives, become skilled with... you know, the sort of underground of the computer world. Maybe they're saying that...
There's plenty of people who are not white who are computer
I'm
wizards.
Not claiming that there's not. I'm just... Yeah. I'm trying to come to the assumption that they are. They're probably looking at the people who've been convicted of computer hacking, mm-hmm. saying that demographics there are predominantly white and male and younger, and so they're, you know, just coming up with these things.
Seems like a shot in the dark on that one. But the study's ideas were intriguing, says the Forbes author. But as Ulbricht sweats in the courtroom and dealers testify about their own experiences on Silk Road, there remains no data to suggest that any of these ideas hold true. In a brief email conversation with Aldridge, she told Forbes there remained no solid data that pointed to a reduction of violence related to the rise of dark web drug markets like the Silk Road. Well, duh. How are you going to collect data on an anonymous system? How are you going to determine whether or not there's a reduction in violence in the black market? Because almost all of it goes unreported. 99% of it, 99.9% of it goes unreported.
I suspect you're right.
So, of course, there's no data for this. And if that's all this guy is saying is that, well, there's no data, so we can't say that it actually reduces violence. I can tell you, I have known people in the business, known people who've purchased drugs before and who have bought and sold drugs, who have absolutely been robbed on low-level kind of dealing levels, you know, like being robbed by a customer, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the fact is, that cannot happen in the Silk Road, because the customer never meets the dealer. And so you're cutting out whatever violence... However many transactions there are that are happening on the Silk Road, however many thousands of them, and of course now there's Agra Marketplace and Evolution and all these other Silk Road imitators out there, however many thousands of transactions there are per day, those are all transactions that could not be affected by violence.
And so I imagine there's a lot of...
Hold that thought. Sorry, there's more coming back here. It's Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
And somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can share your thoughts here toll-free with us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. So Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. The Forbes article we're sharing here suggests that this author, Thomas Fox Brewster, doesn't think there's any evidence that the dark web drug sites like the Silk Road are helping to reduce violence. We can talk further about that here. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. You heard about Bitcoin and blockchains, but what does it all mean for you? Well, you can head over to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March 28th and 29th. To find out, keynote speakers will include world-famous investor, economist, and author George Gilder, as well as IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Adept. Simbala Nair will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and other speakers are still getting lined up. It's the biggest Bitcoin event going, and especially since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will also be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. This was a really exciting part.
It's a big deal.
Of the first Texas Bitcoin Conference this last year that we attended. And, Mark, you and I will be attending again this year. I'm excited that...
Same here.
It's moving to downtown Austin this time from out in the outskirts of the city, and I think that's going to be a big change. It's going to be an even better conference. Of course, the second year you work out all the kinks from the first year, and so I'm really excited to be a part of it here to continue to have Free Talk Live broadcasting live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Again, it's happening March 28th through the 29th, and tickets are available right now for $150. But if you use code FTL, you can knock $25 off of that admission price. So don't forget code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great charity that's Bitcoin-based, helping out the homeless in Florida. So TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets now, and don't forget to use code FTL March 28th and 29th. We will look forward to seeing you there. As we continue here, your thoughts are certainly welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So this Thomas Fox Brewster is citing the study that was completed by the University of Manchester in Montreal, saying that Silk Road is likely reducing violence. He's claiming, well, there's no evidence of it. Well, of course there's no evidence of it, because when violence happens in the black market, the people who are involved in the violence, if they're not dead afterwards, you know, clean up whatever mess was involved, and they go home. Because they can't do anything about it unless they want to retaliate.
They don't report these instances of violence to the FBI so that they can tally them up.
Right. If you're selling drugs for a living, you don't go to the local police department and inform them that you were just robbed when you were, you know, sitting in the Walgreens parking lot trying to do a drug deal. That's just not going to go over well. And so, anyway, going on here with his piece at Forbes. So he says that in a brief email conversation, one of the study's authors admitted there is no solid data that points to a reduction in violence. She also agreed that most drugs market-related violence is connected to sourcing stock, much of which happens away from the Internet, though Aldridge believes many of those on the site were in fact sourcing stock, hence the violence-reducing potential.
Yeah, but I was just going to say that, is that the one time that I was on Silk Road, I guess I was on more than once, but I went to investigate it, and I noticed that people were selling a great, you know, they were selling large quantities in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
There were people there that are selling drugs to people who are selling drugs, from what I could tell.
Absolutely. There are different levels of product available on the Silk Road, all the way down from the individual use level, all the way on up to high levels of quantities of product. I mean, obviously, if you're ordering a large quantity of product on the Silk Road, there's some risks involved, like, you know, losing the shipment.
Yeah.
But there's risk involved in buying any amount of quantity. I had a roommate years ago who was purchasing some what he believed to be ecstasy, and he was not making a big order. I think he was only ordering, like, and this was before Silk Road. This is over a decade ago. So he was buying some ecstasy in the black market, and I think he was only going for like 10 or 20 pills or something like that. Not a whole lot. He got a gun put in his back over that.
Over 10 or 20 pills?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, there's some desperate mofos out there. There's some people who are cracked out big time, and they're willing to do anything at all to get their next fix, including ripping off somebody that they've had a deal with in the past, like, you know, that they've done business with previously. They'll turn right around on that person if the time is right. And so
you think they just sell the gun and make that kind of money?
Well, you know, there's no real rationale and logic going on here. If, I mean, if you're talking about the mind of a crackhead or a heroin addict or somebody like that, or somebody that owes somebody money, there's all kinds of reasons why people commit these crimes. But my point was that's yet another example of, even on a relatively small basis, that violence can still be involved.
And did he report this to the police?
Of course not.
Right.
He reported it to me as I was his roommate, and he was pretty shaken up by it.
I bet he was.
By it. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Carl. There's more from the Forbes piece here, but Carl's on in New Jersey listening to WPG.
Yeah, one of you guys was kind of upset last night. You mentioned you would go over to your neighbor's house, and it was none of your parents' business, and she wasn't over you, you know, like a teacher teaching. Well, maybe a teacher teaching you. How old were you? And I like women over me. I like their breasts hanging down in my face, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, this story isn't going to really go that well for you.
what you're asking is about a conversation we had last night that was about some school children that were told to disrobe in front of a gym teacher. And, Mark, you brought up that I had had some interactions at a young age of a sexual nature with a next-door neighbor. The neighbor was a man, Carl. It was a young man. He was 16 at the time, and I was probably 10 or 11. Honestly, I don't remember how young I was, but it was somewhere around that range.
That makes me sick. I'm sorry. I thought it was like an older woman. Her husband wasn't home. And
you thought you were going to get a good story out of this.
Yeah,
sure.
You're not going to be able to take that one to bed tonight.
Yeah,
sorry about that,
not
Carl.
Not for the spank bank. Sorry.
Thank you. Bye,
thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yes, that's right. But although, you know, I... it was an interesting time. I'll just say that. We'll leave it there.
I don't know what to say.
Not much else to really say about it. It was totally consensual, even though, yes, I know people don't believe that it could possibly be consensual on my part and that I was molested, et cetera, et cetera, is what people would like me to believe.
You're quite young at the time.
Ridiculous.
And, you know, the suggestion is that you really couldn't make those make your mind up. And
I can understand. Maybe it's certainly true that some people would have been able to make their mind up.
That's the common thing that people think about people that are 11, right? Like, that they can't make their mind up. You claim otherwise. And what my thought process is although I would err on the side of believing that a person that age could not make a decision, I think that who am I to say otherwise to you? I mean, it's your life.
Right.
It happened
to you.
That's why
it's so insulting to me when people say that and, you know, suggest that you've been molested. You should do something about that guy. And no. No, I wouldn't want to do anything about that because I wasn't. I was completely in control of, you know, walking into his home, climbing through the window. I knew what was happening and did not need anybody's help. 855-450-FREE, and nor would I want to disturb the guy's life today, which is, you know, it's been 20 years. 855-450-FREE, there's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll continue with the black market in moments.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Coming up tonight, there's all kinds of shenanigans going on in Grafton, New Hampshire, as started up by some of the Free State Project early movers that have landed there in Grafton. And there are a lot of people who love the government, who are state lovers, that are very upset at these activists in Grafton. And there looks like it's going to be a showdown coming up at the upcoming town meeting. We'll tell you about some of the things that, some of the irons that are in the fire here that I think are pretty neat. That's all on the way here tonight. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome at 855-450-FREE. Plus, Mark, you're going to tell us about a student who brought the Ring of Power to school.
Yep, indeed he did.
And it didn't go so well for him.
Nope.
Apparently. We'll get
to
that.
York's got him.
And also want to let you know about ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, please go check out ProXPN. It's proxpn.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. You go there and download their software. It's free for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. And once you get the software installed and operational and you connect, you will be protected from snooping. Your internet service provider is probably looking in on you right now. They're logging all the websites that you're visiting, logging the search terms that you're entering, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases, and of course then handing them over to any government agencies who ask real nice-like in a lot of cases. You can stop your privacy from being invaded by your own internet service provider or the coffee shop that you're hanging out at or wherever you happen to be by using ProXPN. You can use it on your laptop, your mobile device, your home computer, your work computer. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our code FTL50 when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, and you'll get 50% off of the price of their annual account, bringing the price down to around $5 a month. With that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Great service from ProXPN. For a very affordable price. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So Forbes magazine is saying here that this is their author, Thomas Fox Brewster, writes a security column for them. He's saying there's no evidence of any reduction in crime because of the Silk Road. Well, no duh, because there's no evidence of any black market crime whatsoever.
But, you know, to some extent you could say this study that claimed that there was the Silk Road reduces crime, mm-hmm. and, you know,
it's a violence-reducing potential.
Yeah. Well, you know, the study, like, why'd you put the study out if there's no evidence to back up the study, I think is what he's trying to say in mm-hmm. this. I guess the reason you would put the study out is because it seems obvious that when people are able to interact anonymously on the internet, that nobody can stick a gun in somebody else's face.
Yeah, for sure.
And that might be important to people. Because one of the points I've always made here on Free Talk Live is when we talk about the drug war is the violence that's perpetrated against people sort of collaterally. So when you outlaw things like, I like to use crack. When you outlaw crack, then people who want crack and have to pay a great deal for it because it's outlawed, because it's going to be a lot cheaper if it's not outlawed, they're going to be willing to break into people's houses. And, you know, maybe they'll hurt those people when they're in there. So all that crime, the breaking into people's houses mm-hmm. and hurting people, that's all to be blamed on the drug war, not on necessarily the drug user. I understand they're responsible for their actions. I'm not claiming they're not. But, you know, like this is how things work. You don't see anybody breaking, you see very few people breaking into houses for liquor or for cigarettes. And if they are, crimes are being committed around cigarettes, it's usually in places that have such prohibitively high taxes on them.
So the study author believes that many of the people on the site were actually sourcing stock in order to sell those drugs further, hence the violence-reducing potential. And the potential, says the author at Forbes, is certainly there, and Aldridge is hoping for funding to get data showing just how much of an impact Silk Road had. The former drug agony aunt of Silk Road, Dr. Fernando Codvilla, known as Dr. X online, told me he believes also in the positive impact in the site and that its competitors have had. Claude Villa, a genuine doctor living in Spain who now offers advice on the increasingly popular evolution market, said such sites provide useful information for drug users and so create a friendly environment, not one caught up in violence and gang warfare. But claims of violence reduction remain unproven hypotheses, possibly dangerous ones, as attested to during the ongoing trial in New York this week, which saw the testimony of a former heroin dealer on Silk Road. Michael Dutch's story makes for grim reading. And actually, I've got a more detailed story about him. An IT entrepreneur who got hooked on heroin after a doctor prescribed opiate painkillers for a sports injury. He chose to become a dealer on Silk Road to feed his opiate addiction. Hmm. When asked if he'd ever considered dealing on the street, he said never. This was perhaps the most damning indictment of the Silk Road's legacy yet. It allowed someone to start selling one of the most harmful addictive substances going when they wouldn't have done so previously. Where did he get the drugs to start with?
Okay, so, yes, but the people to whom he sold it, he has now taken business away from a dangerous individual, right? Like, so a person who bought heroin, or what is it? It's opiates.
Heroin. Yeah, he's selling heroin on Silk Road.
Okay, a person who bought heroin from this guy didn't buy it from Louis, down the street, you know, that guy who break your legs or whatever, right. You know, some violent person there. So, I mean, you know, what he did was he took business away from, he incentivized, you know, what this incentivized the nonviolent individual to get into the business and compete with the violent individual. Otherwise, what you have is a race to the bottom that the most ruthless, lying, violent individuals are who's going to win the black market. That's why prohibition tends not to work.
Where did he get the drugs to start with? From the street, says Forbes. The potential for violence was still extant. Well, yeah, of course. If you're going to the street to buy drugs, then yeah, there's a chance that you're going to get robbed, possibly beaten, in the process. That's sort of part and parcel of the black market. But he didn't have to do things that way. He could have gone the other direction, and I'm sure many people did, where they used the Silk Road to source their drugs and then sold those drugs on the streets. So I imagine that the Silk Road also created street-level dealers who then ended up getting, you know, maybe robbed by a customer. But that seems less likely that a customer is going to rob their dealer, although certainly anything can happen. And although Dutch may not have been involved in a violent incident as a result of his drug dealing, his life consisted of, quote, I don't know this word, Q-U-O-T-I-D-I-A-N. Quotidian?
I don't know.
I have never heard that one. Consisted of quotidian needs fulfilled by easy drug supply and booming sales. Rather than
of or occurring every day, daily, ordinary or everyday, especially when mundane.
Rather than give him the safety and comfort he craved, the Silk Road seems only to have exacerbated this awful stasis. There were undeniably some benefits to Silk Road, ones that continue to be tested by the likes of Evolution, which is one of the newer drug markets. It gave drug users a chance to talk openly about their habits in a non-judging environment. It spurred on discussion about legislation of legalization of narcotics, which many would support given the abject failure of the war on drugs. Codvia, the doctor, says only dark websites are having this impact. Some have also suggested the supply on the Silk Road was cleaner than what was handed out on the streets, though this, again, has not been subjected to thorough research. Okay, sure. That hasn't been thoroughly researched.
But if you buy MDMA pills from Amsterdam, where people can get free drug testing and that sort of thing, the chances are pretty good you're getting better stuff than if you're buying it from places in the United States where they're selling cough syrup and heroin as MDMA.
Not only are the chances good just on that basis, Mark, but also on the basis that these dealers on the Silk Road had a reputation to uphold.
That's true.
And so
they had a reputation rating. So if they wanted to continue, you would want to buy from somebody with a good reputation, and you would, as a seller, not want to ruin your reputation, because even though it was anonymous, you still had this handle, and that handle was the thing, you kept that account.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In fact, Mark, some dealers actually made the jump from Silk Road 1.0 to 2.0 and to the other marketplaces as well, so they kept their usernames and propagated to other markets. We're coming up.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Silk Road. There's a critical article over at Forbes magazine bemoaning that there's no evidence that the Silk Road has actually reduced violence. And, of course, there's not supposed to be any evidence. It's the black market. You can't prove anything about the black market because nobody ever reports the violence associated with the black market. If a dealer, a drug dealer, gets ripped off for 10 ecstasy pills at a street-level drug deal, that word doesn't get up anywhere, not even up the drug chain. You know, Escobar doesn't know about that, and the police certainly don't know about it either.
Yeah, if they end up in the hospital, it's possible that somebody, they might give some information to a police officer, and they'll know that it was a drug-related shooting or something like stabbing or whatever it might be.
Yeah, but that would be about it, right?
If they're dead, you can make a guess. But in the most of the cases, it's just a robbery. The person doesn't want to kill anybody. They just want the drugs or the money.
Right. So that's what we've been talking about. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts. The Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht will continue this coming week, and we will continue to bring you the latest on that as it develops. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Nick. He's listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I'm a crack addict.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're hard to find these days.
Yeah, we're dying out.
Yikes. How long have you been addicted to crack?
10 years.
Wow. That's a long run.
You started late. I mean, 2005 wasn't exactly the crack boom.
Yeah, I know. I started real late. I used to smoke pot, but after college, somehow or another, I got hooked on crack, and it's really hard to get off of.
I bet it is. Now, when you say
you have to cook it up yourself, or like you get the ingredients, you have to make it yourself, or is there somebody out there who's, you know, throwback retro crack cooker for you?
There's plenty of crack out there, Mark.
No, you always buy it ready.
I see.
They call it Ready Rock.
Yeah, the average crack addict is not making their own batches, Mark. That's not happening.
No.
Presumably, if you're making crack cocaine, you aren't smoking your profits. If you're going to be doing crack sales, it would be a really bad idea to actually be an addict of your own product. But anyway, so Nick, it's not somehow or another you go from using marijuana to crack, because most marijuana users don't do that. So how did it end up happening? I mean, usually a lot of crack users, as I understand it, we usually have a co-host named Melissa on the show who talked about her crack addiction once upon a time. So in a lot of cases, it's because somebody wants a more intense buzz than they would get from cocaine, right?
Well, a lot of it is accidental, believe it or not. I didn't even know what I was doing when I first took the first hit.
Did you think it was a marijuana rock?
I didn't even know what it was.
wait a minute. How did that happen? Were you over at a drug house and then someone just hands you a pipe with some unknown substance in it? What happened
Similar.
To you?
It's a similar story.
Wow.
I was young enough to not care what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But old enough to buy it. And that's basically when they want you.
They want you
when you're young enough to not care, but old enough to have the money to buy it.
And now here you are a decade later and you're still addicted. How many times a day are you using?
Well, I'm clean now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you were a crack addict. Do you still call yourself an addict after you become clean?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's always there in my brain.
I see what you're saying. In the same way that somebody who's been clean from alcohol for a decade might still consider themselves an alcoholic, for instance.
Exactly.
Okay. How long have you been clean? I'm sorry?
Going on 70 days.
Wow. Well, congratulations. So 70 days later, how many times a day do you think about smoking crack?
Every day.
How many times a day?
I'd say about twice, three times a day.
Yeah, I can't speak to crack, but I can say that after 2 years with tobacco, I found myself having some freedom around it. It wasn't you know, making me think about it all the time.
Mm.
So
do you still think about it?
Hopefully, it gets better. Hopefully.
Yeah, hang in there
too. Now, Mark, do you still think about the cigarettes when you're around others who smoke cigarettes?
I smoke cigars.
Do you still think about cigars when you're around others who are smoking tobacco?
It's not really that. It's just sometimes sometimes it comes into my mind. I'm like, oh, that'd be a great idea. Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Yeah, same process.
So, Nick, have you disconnected from the people? Because a lot of times it's the people that are in that culture who are not helping you, beat that addiction. So, I imagine you're not hanging around the same crew anymore, right?
Right. You want to surround yourself with people who actually were addicted but who aren't now.
How did you end up kicking it? Was it just something you decided to do? Were you forced into a treatment program? What was your path?
Really, I just got a little too scary. And the situation... Actually, there was a disruption in the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a drought. And what happened was it was almost like a door opening, and I went out of the door, and it's going to take a lot for me to go back in that room. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I mean, circumstances.
It was like an opportunity to have money in my pocket and food in my belly and tools to make a living at, and also an opportunity to hold my head up high.
I was recently reading an article about addiction, and what it said is it came down to is hope and progress. So if you've got hope for a better life and you're making progress towards that better life, you have a much better chance of remaining off of it rather than, If situations get hopeless, that's usually where people crash in. Now, the fact is, you're going to have bad days, you know? There's going to be a girlfriend break up with you, or, you know, something's going to go wrong at work, or you're not going to get a promotion that you wanted to get, or something like that. And you also have to be prepared for those days, too.
Well, I was just going to comment that if I started getting crack off the Silk Road, the dealers in the neighborhood would be baffled.
As to like, why you weren't coming around?
Right. It's like, wait a minute now. I know he's still looking the same and acting the same, but we don't know where he's getting it from.
Well, they wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
And they wouldn't be able to do anything about it because it'd be like a private transaction that they don't know about.
Yeah, that's right.
It would cut them out of the loop, and I guess maybe there'd be a consequence behind that, like, I would get confronted saying, where am I buying from?
Really? You think they would do that, huh? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then,
it's a money-making deal with them. They don't care about the lives of the user.
Sure.
You know, if I buy crack and I don't have enough food to eat in the morning, they're not going to come around and buy me breakfast.
No doubt.
You know?
Nick, good call tonight, man. Thanks for the personal story. I do appreciate you sharing that with us here. That's Nick from Charleston. Thank you for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
You know, I thought he was full of crap at first, just claiming to be a crack addict.
He delivered the initial line didn't sound like legit, but yeah, I think he was legit.
But after having heard him, I was converted on, for the story. You know, it still could have been crap, but it doesn't really matter because he was saying the way he was delivering it, it sounded all factual. So, you know, even if if he's playing a character, if the facts are, right around the character, it doesn't really matter.
The story from Forbes, there's only a little bit left here. This is the guy claiming that there's no evidence that there has been a reduction in crime due to the Silk Road. He says, but the claim that drug-related violence has reduced thanks to dark websites doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Much of the violence in the world of narcotics is between gangs and along the supply chain, not in the final handover between dealer and user. Well, okay, it may be true that per deal on the higher level, you're more likely to encounter violence. But there is violence, absolutely, at the bottom end of the supply chain. And it's just, you know, just because it doesn't get acknowledged as often because the results wouldn't necessarily be a gang war or something like that, doesn't mean that they're not common. I would say that violence is fairly common, even at the lower levels of the supply chain.
Right. I would think it's interesting that we're supposed to believe a guy from Forbes when he says that there's no violence at the bottom end of the supply chain when it comes to drugs.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I've known more than one person in the drug world who has absolutely been robbed at the bare bottom end of the supply chain.
You're lucky if all you do is get your money taken.
That's true. The worsening troubles in Mexico, he says, were gruesome reports of students murdered by mistake and horrific acts of cannibalism amongst drug gangs are a testament to that. The only way this reporter can foresee a decline in that kind of violence is either through legalization of the trade entirely or better education on the awful impact drug use can have, not just on users, but on those who help feed them, too. There's no doubt Silk Road hasn't ended violence, but it, I believe, truly has reduced it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. And, of course, I do agree with him that legalization would certainly solve the violence problem across the board. It's Free Talk Live.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%. Or more on car insurance.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.